Who is? The mysterious man, William Baker.
The mysterious man who's normally my new man in the press.
Sure.
Well, you have described him as your old, gay husband. He's a very old gay husband of mine. Yeah. Well, Willie started as a bloke I met in a Vivian Westwood store.
Didn't he just come and accost you in a shop?
He did. And for whatever reason, we went and had coffee. This is 15 years ago.
Yeah. This is not Kylie encouraging you to come up and accost her in a shop, by the way. Anyone who's getting ideas.
Yeah. Unless I am looking a little peaky, blood sugar low.
Sure.
Could really do with a little coffee and a cake.
Sure.
I could have started something.
Yeah.
Anyway, to make a
double
very
security
long...
on Miss Minogue.
To make a very long story short, he was styling or getting into styling at that time. So styled a few photo shoots for me. And we just ended up doing more and more and more and more together.
Mm.
He does most of my photographs these days. The album cover, the singles, yeah. The calendar. Still styling for concerts, but he actually does the overall.
Mm.
He's my creative director.
Yeah.
And a best friend. So
sure.
We definitely do spend a lot of time together.
So that's why he was the obvious choice to make this film?
Yes. Well, he chose to do.
Oh,
it was not my idea to make a film. I wouldn't dream of doing that. So now I think I'm far enough away from it, I can joke that he got me at a weak point and indulged his directorial debut.
So this wasn't a film that was going to be made anyway. It was only going to be made because Will wanted to make it.
Well, we normally do, with a concert, you have... We film one of the shows for the DVD, plus there's an extra of wacky stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I love seeing behind the scenes,
sure.
So I can understand the interest. But it seemed somehow too dismissive to do a 20-minute behind the scenes like that on this tour, because everyone's emotions were running high.
Yeah.
And I think he... Maybe it might have been slightly therapeutic for him as well to capture those moments.
Yeah.
And I would never let a camera in my dressing room normally, but Ma Baker comes in with the camera. He hardly knows how to operate, and there's endless hours of footage, and to reduce that into 2 hours, tell the story of that time must have been difficult.
So obviously we've got DVDs, we've got your own film, any plans for a new one?
A new tour.
Does that make you twitch?
It makes me twitch. It makes me excited. It makes me nervous. It makes me understand why I do all the other things I do. So, I would love to tour. I would love to tour.
But it must be knackered,
right? I've been talking about touring a lot recently, and that's all fine and great. But when my manager does sit down with me with the schedule...
Mm.
I suddenly have tumbleweeds.
Sure.
And I just say, you know, I make an excuse. I have to go and do anything.
Sure.
Except look at that and make a decision. But I think we'll try and work on a schedule that looks manageable.
Gives you a bit more time off.
A little more time off.
Do you think you maybe leapt back on stage a little bit too soon before? Was it... I mean, I guess maybe it was something you had to do.
Yeah, I can't...
To get out there and do it.
I can't ever say it was too soon. It was difficult, but... For my state of mind, psychologically, it was really important to do that. And I had extra drive. So now I'm trying to make a decision on touring just as I always do.
Yeah, sure.
And trying to be really about that. Yeah. Let's hope so, anyway.